Hi, this is Dr. Anita with another diamond moment. The diamonds of our lives are created through time, heat, and pressure. It's what we do with the information that we've learned that will determine how our lives can change and move forward in a way that will end up unbelievable. We've been talking about truth. We've been talking about the truth of Scripture. We've been talking about looking at and examining what maybe we had been disencouraged to look at. And I want us to continue in that vein. I gave you the names of two men, Mauro Bellino, who was a Vatican interpreter, and Paul Anthony Wallace, who was a teacher who instructed pastors in a Christian tradition for many, many years. And the information that they gave in joining together to give a different perspective on what the Old Testament is, who we're talking about as God, Creator, Source in the Old Testament, and who Jesus introduces us to in the New Testament. And I want us to continue in that vein. Hopefully you did go and maybe look at videos regarding the Elohim, the powerful ones by Mauro and Paul. And if you did, I'll say it again. Don't get worried. Don't be upset. You will be just fine. Anytime your current understanding is being challenged or you're getting new information, the danger is running back so that you don't move forward. The temptation is to close your ears, cover your ears, and just, I won't listen. But when you do that, you cut off your ability to move from one phase of your life into the next. Many of you, you know, there are many people who were not initially brought up in maybe the Christian tradition or a Buddhist tradition, and you had to learn about the quote unquote religion or the way that you choose to reach God from those sources. And you may have had a teacher when you began, and you may have felt as though maybe you had a better connection with someone else, or that you heard them and it's like, no, this is closer. I can understand them better. And you may have shifted to a different teacher. But initially, you had to come into an understanding that something was needed in your life that maybe you didn't have in order to hear anything in the first place. What I normally say is that everyone was somewhere until they are where they are today. You may not have known everything. You may have known nothing. You may be a novice just starting out, but you were somewhere. You were a novice just starting out until you begin to grow. If we look at it in terms of natural human development, you know, some people went to nursery school, some people didn't, or preschool. And then you got to kindergarten. And then you went to the first grade. You went through the first grade through the sixth grade in order for you to get to the seventh grade. And when you got to the seventh grade, you continued that until you got to high school. Once you completed high school, you had to start all over again. We are always in stages of development. We are always starting from somewhere that we have zero knowledge base to move forward and build on that knowledge. So I'm hoping that you will listen to the videos or possibly visit the websites of Mauro Bellino and Paul Anthony Wallace in order to find out about these Elohim, the powerful ones that are depicted as who we think about as God, the same one that's in the New Testament, which it absolutely is not. It is not. And as you read through and you begin to understand that, as Jesus said, I'm going to leave you a comforter, a counselor, a source that's going to teach you all things. When we understand, we stopped at Jesus and we were never supposed to. We were always supposed to continue learning and continue growing. The Apostle Paul, which we'll go further into the teachings of the Apostle Paul and what actually they do believe that he was responsible for writing and what some other people who were taught by him wrote. Some, a couple of generations after he died, were writing. So all of this is necessary in order for us to understand, where did we get our foundational belief? Is our foundational belief even accurate? Because we've got people, as I've said before, that are using these beliefs in order to commit atrocities in the name of Christianity, quote unquote. And you must look at those atrocities and ask yourself, is that me? Is that who I am? Because you will be judged for what other people do, whether you believe it or not. You have to know in order to make the decisions that you need to make for your own life. When we look at Paul and Mauro, we're able to see some differences that they bring out. The reason that I'm referring you in that direction is because they've done such extensive research that'll at least get the doors open for you. Yes, there are a lot of different words that they don't define in that particular series on the Elohim that also have discrepancies in what we understand or what we've been taught and what actually the scripture was translated to say. Mauro brings out the fact that the Vatican ordered a set of scriptures that are written for families and one that are written that's written for scholars. It's important to know that, because you would think the scripture is scripture. And as that old expression said, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But that's not what it says. That's not what it is. And there is an understanding that has taken place in which a version has been issued to regular people. And some scholars know a different set of information. And that coincidence of the Old Testament and New Testament coinciding is not a coincidence, that they wrote it so that it would coincide, which means for areas of discrepancy, we may have to change some things in order to make this add up. That is what took place in the past. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to continue moving that way in the future. We talked about a couple of episodes ago the fact that the Catholic Church, and I'm not saying anything wrong against the Catholic Church. If you're Catholic, I do not have anything against you. I'm not trying to belittle your faith or understanding or anything like that. But I am giving you what is actually available from the news so that you understand that in May of last year, the current Pope disavowed the doctrine of discovery, which was put out in the 1500s in order to justify discovering lands with people already on them and taking them for your own. The reason that the Pope began to speak out against these things is because this new set of quote unquote Christians is moving even farther into removing rights and into molding a society that looks like a group of people that say that they are following the God that Jesus taught about, but it absolutely has nothing to do with WWJD. It has nothing to do with what Jesus would do, what Jesus taught, and what he said. And in that regard, in May of last year, the Pope rescinded the doctrine of discovery that said it's okay for me to perpetually enslave you and to take everything that you have appropriated to myself and continue moving you and moving you anywhere I choose to move you until I have everything and you have nothing. When we look at the state in the United States of Florida that has decided that they're going to rewrite history, that they will allow African-American people to believe what they say you can believe and teach what we tell you that you can teach, we understand how easy it is for history to be rewritten. And if it happens, if it's happening right now, before our very eyes, we have to realize that exactly what Morrow and Paul are teaching us about how our scriptures were put together, if it could be changed then, if it could be changed right now, it's absolutely plausible that it was changed then. And when we understand how the changes that are being made to our history can affect us today, we get an opportunity to see how they have affected people for 500 years following that doctrine of discovery. How many people died in slavery? How many people their lives were forever changed? When we look at areas of our country like Tulsa, when we look at what happened with the indigenous people of the United States, we understand the importance of what that doctrine of discovery did. And if in May of 2023, the current Pope said, this is wrong, and we disavow this whole doctrine, when did it become wrong? Was it just wrong in May of 2023? Or was it wrong in the 1500s when someone devised a plan that allowed me to take anything that I want to take from you and to forever, perpetually hold you in slavery, in servitude, because I said so? When you understand that it was wrong in the 1500s, it was wrong in the 1600s, the 1700s, the 1800s, the 1900s, and it is still wrong. And it was only since May, less than a year ago, that the Pope decided to let it be known we disavow this doctrine. It was always wrong. When we look at the society around us and we see the things that people are willing to do in order to control others and in order to have their way, if you don't know your history, it will repeat itself. And if your life is being based off of someone else's plan for your life, you will never achieve what you were designed to do. You will never grow because they will hold you in continuous servitude through fear, through the fear of hell. If I question this, if I look at it, if I ask somebody, I'm going to hell. If I decide that this is not what Jesus said, I'm gonna go to hell. I offer to you that you're already in hell, that you're already going through it. That every time you live, every moment that you live less than who you were created to be out of fear of going to hell, that you're already in hell. Climb your way out. Begin to examine. Begin to look. Begin to make your plan on how to get out of this. If you haven't gotten a Diamond Journey journal, becoming is a process. A process has stages. By me, Dr. Anita McLaughlin, please do. Join me on Noom Vibe, join me on Fanbase, or visit my website at www.dranitamc.com.